Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, free payphones have become a lifeline for Australia in need. Australians have made over 40 million calls on free payphones since their introduction in August 2021. More than 250,000 calls have been made to emergency services over the last 12 months. By providing free calls at payphones, Telstra is helping Australians stay connected to family, friends and access essential services in times of need. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Teresa Corbin, Telstra Chief Customer Advocate. Very good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
So what I'd like to ask you is, how has payphone demand changed since payphones became free?
Well, since making local and national calls free 2 years ago, payphones have become a lifeline for many of our communities who are doing it tough. Just in the last year alone, we've seen a surge of nearly 5 million calls, up to 23 million, as Australians in need increasingly turn to payphones to access critical support and connection.
What support do free payphones offer vulnerable Australians?
For Australians in vulnerable circumstances, payphones are a lifeline. They provide a link to critical services as well as essential connections for family and friends, especially for those who don't have easy access to a phone. And this includes Australians experiencing homelessness and domestic and family violence or in an emergency or vulnerable situation. Given the need for free calls and texts, we now also have 3,300 payphones with free Wi-Fi access, and we are working as quick as we can to make the service available across even more of our payphones to provide connection to those who need it most.
What has been the rise in calls to essential services?
In the past year, over 250,000 free calls were directed to emergency services, and we also saw a really significant spike in the calls to essential helplines, including over 12,000 calls to Lifeline, over 12,500 calls to Headspace, nearly 86,000 calls to Centrelink's reporting line, and an additional 30,000 calls to 000 compared to the previous year.
What else is Telstra doing to support vulnerable Australians?
We're seeing the importance of payphones grow more and more each year, and we're glad that we provide this important lifeline during times when it's needed most. We're committed to helping keep 1 million Australians in vulnerable circumstances stay connected each year. For anyone seeking support, we offer a range of assistance options like our prepaid top-up program, flexible payment terms and long-term account holds to provide help when it's needed most. So for any Telstra customers doing it tough, please reach out if you need us.
What is the significance of payphones in regional Australia?
For our regional and rural communities, the role of payphones is critical. In the past year, five of the six most used payphones are in the Northern Territory, providing vital connection for our regional and Indigenous communities who may not have had other ways to stay connected.
And how do payphones help Australians who are experiencing homelessness?
We know our payphones are used for many Aussies experiencing homelessness and are a critical part of finding the connection and support to help get them back on their feet. The most used payphone in Australia, for example, is at the Sacred Heart Mission Crisis Centre, which provides support to people experiencing homelessness and going through tough times.
To Daily Mob, stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, I. Whoa. romance. But the only thing I did do at the show in this generation, well, I'm telling you, yeah, I'm.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a baller on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candidate lot, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you'd kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this baller's coming at you above
man,
all the rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry alone. Kotaka mer, kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry alarm. Kotaka mer, kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
Manali. Almore is gay. Curry alarm. Kotaka mer curry. Mena Manali. Marim Natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
We tripala, what name you make it? Girl, we you, no no bala you take him. I wanna take him, but him no Brazil. Him cafe, so say six so Brazil. Hey no girl, are you no make it this kind? I go mother try him bala one time. Try him look out, I might him gaman. If him go look, you go mother get the eye. Kole, I try from kissy all kind gama. I take him go, I say get the hand from ama. If I get a white one, I'ma no like. I'm old to fix skin mask got black. I go get a black girl, I'ma okay. If I can't find the one, I'ma which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'ma go lose it, Kole, I'ma go lose your mind. I go kiss a gama when you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go mother dare you, make it slow by see. Find a lover in a bala that will never break your heart. So pity ya, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a brother on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candy delight, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Two Deli, Min and Minnelli, they're Drews, featuring Sam Sav, both with us in spirit, and love there. To the family, you mob, this is your Deli program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Gingy Country, BBM Bummer Brett Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Headline news today, UQ, University of Queensland, free dental health clinic in Dalby improves Indigenous oral health outcomes. The Woolla Woolla Man is among more than 800 rural patients who attended a student-run dental clinic in southwest Queensland each year. It's made a lot of difference to me, Mr. Saltner said, knowing that I could come along to these clinics and get a checkup. They can fit you in whenever they can. The University of Queensland Dental Clinic, run by supervised 50-year dental students, opened at Dalby 10 years ago, with another practice opening more recently at St. George. Mr. Saltner had said having access to the clinic was important, with cost and travelling time making a dental treatment prohibitive for some Western Down residents. It helps our people, he said. Some of the people just can't afford to travel. And a report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare earlier this year found that regional and remote populations had poorer oral health standard than those in the city. Also found that access to fewer dentists, longer travel times and limited transport options impacted the oral health care rural residents received. But at the model of the dental clinics in southwestern Queensland has been deemed so successful, it could be used elsewhere. The clinics are a partnership between the university and Indigenous organisations. Gundur Health Services, this dental problem is the canary in the coal mine, health professions say. So look, fantastic, joining our mob and helping our mob out there in the community in regarding health and in all forms, all facets. Other stories here in the news, ABC. Family lodges LECCC complaint after police arrest officers. Police officers arrest of Indigenous man in Taree. The family of a man, family of an Indigenous man whose arrest on the mid-north coast of New South Wales is under internal police investigation, has lodged an official complaint with the police watching. The aunt of the man arrested in Taree has made a complaint to the LECCC over the arrest. While the LECCC can't confirm her complaint, it says New South Wales Police has notified them of the complaint. The National Justice Project is assisting the family. The Law Enforcement Conduct Commission, LECC, in accordance with state law, is overseeing the investigation into last week's Taree arrest of the 18-year-old man. The investigation was sparked by videos posted on social media, one of which showed the 18-year-old falling to the ground while handcuffed after a plainclothes police officer swept his legs out from underneath him. Another video shows the man appearing to shake, become limped after he stumbles to the ground with the officer. The man's aunt, Shirley Ann Binge, says she isn't satisfied with the handling of the investigation and has submitted a complaint about her nephew arrest to the LECC, which has been seen by ABC. "I won't stop until my nephew gets justice," she says. "It is shocking. It is disappointing. You wouldn't treat an animal like that. He's not a dog. He's a human being." The LECC wouldn't confirm whether the complaint had been received due to privacy reasons. Ms. Binge said her family was highly distressed watching the video. "You can't even watch it. I had panic attacks. The family is worried. They're distressed," she says. And police said officers had been called to the Taree Street following reports a man had allegedly tried to break into two homes. The officer involved has been placed on restricted duties while the investigation is carried out. The 18-year-old has pleaded not guilty to one charge of possessing goods suspected to be stolen, and he was refused bail when he appeared in Taree local court last week. Ms. Bin says she fears her nephew's health while he remains in custody. That's where it sits at the moment. Look, have you say, add to the conversation. We've got the voice to Parliament, a date to be named very soon, as of next week when that happens, a vote of yes or no in regarding having a voice to Parliament. And it just gets our people at the table in regarding conversations with the Parliament. And no power whatsoever. Toothless tiger, as I've always said, just has First Nation people at the table in communication with the government in regarding the decision for First Nation people. So no big threat in that sense, but it just, like I said, has our people at the table. The Prime Minister of this country has, the CEO of Telstra and NAB and all your banks out there and all the big organisations are just a phone call away to the Prime Minister, and yet First Nation people don't have a seat at the table in that sense, so it's a good thing. But give us a call, have your say. 1-800-422-416.
Choice for me. I'm gonna break this chain, gonna change this game. Who wanna make a change with me? We want to free the spirit.
This our power.
That's my word. This is
our hour.
Spirit speaking. Chief ancestors calling. Getting louder.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
To recognize the ignition of this nation, to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculization. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices, recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors, recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought, recognizing the distance from putting change into thought, recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war, recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall, recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons, recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. I to indigenize information on the board, I to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life, overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation, nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation, to indigenize history's information. Hope is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation, to indigenize history's information. Hope is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize we were sold when we were bought, recognizing the history the children were never taught. To indigenize the way that we teach, indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets, indigenize to debate the facts with no lies, indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights, intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white, indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. To identify there's no law for sniffing paint, to identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits, overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late.
late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you a blade, deciding fate. And it's for knowing me and never giving up. It's like we've taken the very last sip from the very queen's cup. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. It's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. It's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize. To indigenize. It's to overcome. And it's to nationalize. It's to recognize. To indigenize. It's to overcome. And it's to nationalize.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Woman, darling, I love you.
Well, you know,
it's a new way, MSP, right? Yeah,
Rubber Talk, yeah.
Sebastian here, hanging off on National Talk Black, your big yarning shirt, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, too deadly, going to catch up with the deadly sister there, Jalara Wagner, who is in her third year of exercise science, secondary teaching degree at ACU. And on the line we have Jalara. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sis, let the mob know who your mob, where you from?
No worries. I'm actually from Cairns, the Gimbley Wallabar Yidinji mob.
Sister, please, represent.
Yeah, all and right. The Jungin mob out Mount Mulligan area.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there you are. So you're based where now at the moment?
that I'm currently in Brisbane studying.
Okay, so third year, exercise science. Yep. Give us a description, exercise science. I'm thinking PE, physical education, yes?
Yep, so I'm doing PE teaching for high school and geography as my minor slash history.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then exercise science, if I didn't want to do teaching, I could do like PT in that scope of practice.
Like personal trainer?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
Too deadly. So you're into physical action, aren't you?
Yes, I'm pretty competitive on the touch football field.
Touch football, I was going to ask what sports, yes, touch, yes. What else?
Yeah, I definitely love watching my AFL and rugby.
Okay.
But yeah, have come from a pretty active family. We did a lot of cross country back in the day and triathlon and all that.
Yes, too deadly, fantastic. As I mentioned off air, too much couch, not enough ouch. We got to get physical. We got to get exercise. I hate to say, eat less, move more.
Yes, definitely agree with that.
Fantastic. So you have aspiration of the physical component of life that you went into study and to become exercise science and secondary teaching degree. So third year, when do you actually finish your studies?
So actually, I'm due to finish next year. So the end of next year, I'll be a qualified teacher.
Okay. And we're talking secondary, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what happens there? Is there any particular place you want to go and work at? Or do you just put your name down through the curriculum, the education system, and then they place you? Or do you have a have your own request? Or how does that work, Jalara?
So because I'm on a BC scholarship, I actually give back 2 years with their mob, so I could be placed anywhere from Sunshine Coast to Gold Coast or even out to Kingaroy. So,
okay.
I'm not too sure just as yet.
Yes.
But it'll probably be the Brisbane region. I'll probably start off my teaching, and then I'm hoping looking up, like, going rural, maybe even to NT.
All right.
And possibly maybe in the future back home with, you know, my family. But
yeah. Beautiful.
There's just so much to do at the moment. Like, I really want to go travelling overseas and all that.
Yes. So, yes, yes, yes. Fantastic.
Yes, I'm not really sure. Yeah.
All right. Good. Good. So a slight plan of attack. But and with that, when you're placed as your, when you finish your degree, you graduate, is that a one-year, yes, two-year phase that you have there in at Sunshine Coast, Brisbane area? Is it 2 years, you say, or is it 1 year? Is it?
Yeah, generally 2 years.
2 years,
but
all right.
It could even change, like, to 1 year. So,
okay.
It really depends on what's available as well. So.
Well, you get your job when, once you graduate and save a bit of money, because you said you want to travel and you need money to travel. So
exactly,
there's
yeah,
the focus.
Sure.
All right, good.
And there's definitely so much to do and so much to see. So. Yeah.
And where are you doing your studies? At ACU?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, near Banyo.
And any other First Nation students as exercise science, secondary teaching?
There's a few, yeah.
Good.
But most of them, I would say, very different areas.
Okay.
A few business, nursing's quite big, and paramedicine.
All right.
But yeah, different, lots of different areas. And because my brothers are down in Melbourne studying, both
okay.
of them.
Okay.
So they're at Melbourne Uni.
Very studious family, sister.
Yeah.
Everyone's all at uni.
Theory.
Fantastic. And
yeah,
so
and then,
talk about the support when for our young ones who are grade 11 and grade 12 this year, for example, thinking about going to uni. Is there support as a First Nation student studying in university? Do you find the support is good and other students working alongside?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
I think in terms, like, it obviously depends on where you go to, but ACU, I've loved the support from the Wimala mob. They've been great, like, settling in, you know, from away from home and family and mob.
Yes, yes,
so
exactly.
That's been great, and, like, they've been such an extra help on, in terms of academics, even, like, for work and all that.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's just so many things that has really helped me settle in. So I would definitely recommend going to, like, the Indigenous units and, like, even just going to other services, like academic skills or something. Very beneficial for everything.
Lovely. So do they have a department university for, like, Indigenous support group, so to speak?
Yeah, so like ACU, they have Wimala, and like other unis have different ones. But Wimala, they are focused on Indigenous students and helping support them for their studies and all that.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. So are you saying two brothers are studying as well? Is that the three kids in the family?
Yes, that's correct. So, yeah, what's really inspired that is our pop, he only got a grade 3 education level, and he really understood the impact of education and how beneficial and important it is. So, yeah, he's definitely the one that's always encouraged,
yes.
You know, my mum, yeah, to get an education and us even to go on to higher education.
Good.
So.
Too deadly. Fantastic. Well, enjoy that journey. That's what it's all about, my sister. And we need more black exercise science secondary teachers out there. So proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing, my sister. Another 12 months. Hang in there. And
Thank you.
We'll see you at the top and see you when you get home. Becky in Cairns. Jalara?
Yes, for sure. Can't wait to get back to just fishing and going out to the reef and all that.
Exactly.
I was lucky to go home just recently, so I'm super keen to go again.
Good. And it's cold down there, isn't it, sis?
Yeah, it's a bit cool at the moment. It's not too bad, though, with weather, but a perfect time to go to the beach.
Yeah, well, hang in there, sister. And thank you for the yarn. You keep smiling. We'll yarn soon.
No worries. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Bye, Jalara. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly on there. Jalara Wagner, her name is, and third year of exercise science, secondary teaching degree at ACU. So fantastic. And stems from Cairns. So two Deadly represent. And big shout out to her two brothers who are studying down in Melbourne as well. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Baldy one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too Deadly.
Every day I hear the rain, every day it's falling down again. On the roof and through the trees, on my face and running across my feet. I'm standing as it's singing down and the thunder is cracking through the air. Close my eyes and listen as it's rumbling and rolling everywhere. Well, you know I love the rain. I'm feeling back home again. When I'm far away from home, I let the gray clouds gather in my mind. Watch the raindrops on the dirt, little circles come and kiss the earth. Steam is rising from the stream, drifting up to leave this empty town. Will surrender to the heat, and I won't be hanging around. Well, you know I love the rain. I'm feeling back home again. I'm on this plane a few hours more, and I can't wait to step out of that door. And when I smell the land, I'm gonna lift my head back and breathe it in. And I will feel the water on my skin, falling from that Garamilla sky. Well, you know I love the rain, I'm feeling back home again. You know I love the rain, I'm feeling back home again. You know I love the rain, feeling back home, back home again.
Deadly track there, Home by Nathan May, his latest new single. So yeah, do take that on board, you mob. And a big shout out to Nathan May, who'll be heading I believe he's in Darwin now, catching up with family. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company, mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Thank you for your company. And we've got the news coming up very soon with NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yeah, I'm strong, you mob too deadly.